Today we're going to talk a little bit about the interesting concept of vasikin, right? You know, you hear from different people, oh, I daven vasikin, I'm going to a vasikin minyan. So we're going to learn a little about the sources of vasikin and some of the halachic parameters of what vasikin means. So let's take it from the beginning of the sugya, or the beginning of the top, beginning of the topic, and that's the Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, and daf Teslam Abeis, the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in a braisa, vasikin, this group of people called vasikin, they would finish their Shema with the sun's rising, so that they can end up saying Ga'al Yisrael, which is the last blessing after Shema, right before Tefillah, which is Shmon Esrei. And it comes out that they're davening Shmon Esrei as soon as the day comes. So Rashi gives a little bit of understanding into this Gemara. Rashi says like this, what are Vasikin? Rashi says, Anashim, Anavim, Umechavavin Mitzvah. People with spiritual humility and people who love mitzvahs. That's what vasikin are. We say in Yedid Nefesh, vasik yehemuna rachamecha. Same show or same word. He continues and he says, mispal b'yom, says Rashi, danitacham l'divya kol yomhu, because sunrise, everyone agrees that sunrise is considered day already, and therefore it's time to dam shachts. So Gemara asks, Gemara says, Amar Rab Zera says, Maikra, what's the source to this idea, this concept of davening kivasikin? The pasuk says, the pasuk in Tehillim, Yira'ucha im shemesh, they will fear you with the rising of the sun. Says Rashi, what does that mean to say? So first of all, Rashi says, Mikra, what's the pasuk? The mitzvah l'spalam anetzachamat, that the mitzvah is to daven by sunrise. Says Rashi, because it says Yira'ucha im shemesh, Masai misyar imcha. What does it mean we will fear Hashem as the sun is rising? When? When the Jewish people accept the reverence and their fear of Hashem, what is that? Kabbalas o malchus shamayim. Another name for saying Kriya Shema is Kabbalas o malchus shamayim, accepting the yoke of heaven. Shemekab malayim b'kriya shema, that they say that with the Kriya Shema. So it comes out, according to Rashi, two very interesting things. Number one, Rashi is saying, what's the pasuk that it's a mitzvah to daven with Neitachama? Seems from Rashi that it's not just a nice thing. The mitzvah, optimal mitzvah, is to daven with Neitachama. And then Rashi says, the point is that the pasuk is saying that you should say Kriya Shema, right, which is considered Yira Uchaim Shemesh, expressing one's fear and reverence, as the sun is ready to rise. As the sun is ready to rise. And then you go into tefillah. We'll see that how Rashi learns is going to have implications a little bit later on in this year. Taisvis, over here, Taisvis says that mitzvah min hamuvchar kivasikin. The choicest way of fulfilling davening shachris is kivasikin, davening at sunrise. Samoch l'neitzachama, right in your sunrise. Could they lismoch geula l'tefillah, so you could have geula, the ending of Gal Yisrael, to tefillah. The tefillah you'll say as soon as the clock strikes sunrise. Neitzachama. So Tosis, it seems like, is saying, listen, you don't have to do it, but you want to do your mitzvah min hamuvchar. You want to do it in the choicest way possible, daven kivasikin. And the commentaries point out that actually this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. Rashi learns that's not a nice thing. It's not like, oh, having a nicer esrog, right? Or lighting with a silver menorah versus a regular, you know, bronze menorah. Rashi learns the mitzvah, really, the ideal mitzvah is to daven kivasikin, it's to daven at sunrise. However, Tosus learns, no, the mitzvah is to daven shachris. You want to do it in behidura, in its full glory, as beautiful as you possibly could do the mitzvah, then you should do it with sunrise. The Gemara says later on the page, and after Tesla Beis, the Gemara says that Zimnochad Rav Bruna, Zimnochad of Samach Gula Tefila. Tosus explains that Rav Bruna said Vadavin Vasikin, so he said Shema, and then he said Shmon Esrei as the sun was rising. Velopasi Chucha Mipume Kula Yoma, and a smile didn't leave his face the entire day. So it seems from this Gemara that like it's not like Meikar Hadin, you don't have to do Vasikin, but hey, you want to smile a whole day long. One of the ways to ensure that is by davening kevasikin. And the Gemara concludes and says that kolasomech geula l'tfila, anyone who says geula near tfila kevasikin, Tosus explains, says geula and tfila kevasikin, eino nizok. That guy's not going to get damaged kolayom kulo for the entire day. Okay? So we see that there's definitely virtue in saying it. It brings you happiness. It causes you from being damaged. But the machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, will be if a person is supposed to daven, if that's the Ikar HaDin, you're supposed to do that. Or it's just a nice thing to do, but it's not the Ikar HaDin. It's not the essence of the law itself. The Rambam says like this, Eza Hizman. The Rambam asks, what's the time for saying Kriya Shema? Says there's a Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema. The Rambam says, Mitzvasa Yatzchil Likros Kodem Hanetz. A person should start saying the Shema before sunrise. Kedei Sheyigmer Bracha Achrona Hanetz. So he finishes off the Bracha Achrona, Gal Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, Im Hanetz, right as the sun is about to rise. Interesting. So what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam doesn't say anything about the nicest way to fulfill your davening. It's Kivasikin. He says, what's the Zman for Kriya Shema? Say it right before sunrise, so you could daven tefillah, you could daven Shemon Esrei with sunrise. Seems like the Rambam is learning like Rashi. That what?
But there is not an issue always when it's very dark in the morning, when we're getting and not putting on
tefillah.
So how you start?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. That's going to be part of the shir as well. So the Rambam seems, learns like Rashi, that l'chatkila, a person should try to daven, you know, he doesn't even say like it's a mitzvah min amukhar, it's a choices way. He says, what's the Zman for davening? Say Kriya Shema before sunrise and say Shemon Esrei with sunrise. Shulchan Aruch, however, doesn't pass like that. Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzcha min ha-muvchar. The choicest way, he literally uses the words of Tosfos, the choicest way to fulfill one mitzvah is to daven kivasikin. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes and says that Misha Yuchal, if a person is able to daven kivasikin, to daven with sunrise, says the Shulchan Aruch, that Tzcharo Meruba gets a lot of Sechari, gets a lot of a reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a good thing for a person to do. But it doesn't say that that's really the way to go. It's kind of like an added benefit. It's a good thing. He gets a lot of sechar, he gets a lot of reward. So again, it seems like between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, it's not 100% sure if it's the best thing to do, but here's clear. Everyone would agree that if a person has the option of davening vasikin, it's definitely the best way to go. You don't have to do it.
Even Shabbos?
Oh, that's a good question, because today by davening, remember we said by davening today, that the Shulchan Aruch brought a source from the Torah, that a person should daven shachros later on Shabbos than they do the rest of the week. Now, that's only a person who davens like regular time. But if you daven vasikin always, you even daven vasikin on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah.
In grade 9, there is a rabbi, and that's what they explained.
They daven vasikin.
Even Shabbos.
Yeah. Most people don't have the opportunity to daven vasikin very often. There's two times a year that the Jewish community has kind of, you know, gone towards Vasikin. Number one is Shavuos morning. Right? Shavuos morning, you stay up a whole night. We literally like Shemot Esrei as the sun rises. We'll see, you don't have to, but we'll see that we do that. In addition to that, I mean, we start having a Torah link submitted on Purim morning for Vasikin. It's hard to know what the source of that is, but everyone agrees that Vasikin is a special thing to do. And Purim is a very special time for tefillah, for prayer.
Before you get drunk.
Yeah. So we don't start drinking that early in the morning, but I guess maybe Tzvi does. He's machmir. But at the same time, that has become very popular. Another time it's become very popular than Vasikin is Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah. By the way, what time was Netzach Chama this morning? What time was sunrise this morning? 6:40. So if you daven in the 6:30 minion, you didn't get it. But if you daven on Monday and Thursday at 6:20, the 6:20 minion, you very possibly could get Netzach Chama. It's worthwhile to try to orchestrate. I don't know if we do that in the show, but like, it's not a bad idea. I don't think you'll have to, maybe you'll have to maneuver a minute or two one way or the other. But that's the mitzvah of davening kevasikin Netzach Chama. Now, what does that mean, that a person is supposed to daven kevasikin? That is not so clear. Tosfos says is that you start Shmona Esrei, the Amida, as the clock strikes sunrise. So sunrise is 6:40. As soon as it turns 6:40, you're like, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Avosinu. That's how Tosfos says. The Rosh, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, says that vasikin finishes Shema with the Netzach Chama, with the sunrise. So his point is not so much Gal Yisrael, it's to finish your Shema as the sun is rising. Which from Rashi would seem is more the way to go, because Rashi says that the source is Yira'ucha Im Shemesh. We say Kabbalah's Al Machal Shemaim, showing our fear, our reverence for Hashem, Im Shemesh, as the sun is rising. So you conclude it like that. The Rush in Mesechas Brachos, the Rush in the fourth parak of Brachos says like this. He says, we learn out the times for tefillah from the Karban Tamid. The Gemara teaches us that the morning shachris and the mincha that we daven in the afternoon, those correspond to the Karban Tamid, to the daily offering that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Marav, the Gemara says, that corresponds to the Hakrabas Neimurin, you know, bringing the limbs and the different parts of the animals that still had to go on the Mizbeach, had to be burnt. That was Marav, that was in the evening. So the Rush says, let's take a look at the Karban Tamid, the daily sacrifice. What was the earliest that a person was allowed to bring the Karban Tamid? The halacha was, alos hashachar, as the morning is turning into morning. By the way, that's 72 minutes before sunrise. Alos hashachar. He says, that you're allowed to. So in a time of need, they were allowed to start to bring the carbon tumid 72 minutes before sunrise. However, lechatchila, the Gemara teaches us, that you're really not supposed to bring the carbon tumid until neitzachama, until sunrise. Let's say you didn't do it that, you could do it till 4 hours into the day. So he says, the Rush writes, he says like this, he comes out according to this, you're allowed to daven before sunrise, because the carbon tumid was allowed to be brought before that, but it's not the best way to go, because lamaisa, you're not really supposed to bring a carbon tumid if you don't have to, until neitzachama, until sunrise. That's what the Rush writes. And the Beis Yosef paskins this way in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Beis Yosef says that you could already fulfill your mitzvah, mi sheyakir. What does mi sheyakir mean? So here's another variable in this equation. We have alos hashachar, which means the rising of the morning. That, we said before, 72 minutes before sunrise. Then we have netzachama, which is sunrise. Then we have 4 halachic hours into the day. That's sov zman tefila. That's the end of when you could daven Shmone Esrei. But there's another thing, and that's called Misha Yakir. The Gemara says, from the time that you can recognize your friend within 4 amos of you. So it's, now what's Misha Yakir? How does that apply to us? That's when we put on talis and tefillin. We don't, Misha Yakir et Chaver, we don't put talis and tefillin on until that point. So the Beis Yosef says that he doesn't say you should start, that you're allowed to daven Shmone Esrei from Alos HaShach already. He gives a middle time, Misha Yakir, which is before sunrise, but after Alos HaShachar, after the morning, you know, the initial morning starts coming up. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. The Shulchan Aruch says that Zman Tefila, the time for Tefila, Mitzvasa Sheyaslim HaNetzachama. The mitzvah is to start with the sunrise. V'im Hispalo Misha'ala Amud HaShachar V'Heir HaMizrach. Let's say the Amud HaShachar has already happened. The sun has, the light has already begun. Amud HaShachar means like the initial light. And Heir HaMizrach, the Shulchan Aruch writes. And the eastern sky has already become lit up. That's really the shir of Misha Yakir as Chaveiro. Yatza, then you fulfill your mitzvah. So it comes out from the Shulchan Aruch, you're really not supposed to daven before Netzachama if you can control yourself. But if you will see soon in a situation of need, you're already allowed to daven from Alos HaShachar. So the Prichadosh paskins this way lahalacha. He says, Me'ikar adin, in essence, a person should not daven Shmone Esrei before Neitzachama, before sunrise. In a situation where he needs to, he could already daven Heir Pnei HaMizrach. That means to say, as soon as Misha Yakir, there's enough light to see. In a situation of Dieved, then a person could already daven from Alos HaShachar. That's how the Prichadosh paskins. And the Bir Halacha, which is the Mishnah Berurah, paskins that Halacha Lamaisa, a person should not daven Shmone Esrei before Misha Yakir, before the time for putting on talis and tefillin. Now you may say, what do you mean? You have to put on talis and tefillin. No, you don't. You put talis and tefillin on after davening.
So you have the mitzvah tzitzis would be afterwards?
Yeah. You put on your tzitzis afterwards. And we'll see a little bit more about what one should do. You couldn't put it on. Yeah, you can't put it on before that. So Lamaisa, the Bir Halacha says, L'chadchila, a person should not daven before Misha Yakir. Before the time that's...
If it's a nice moon morning, the moon is still out.
It has to be Misha Yakir. It has to be Misha Yakir with sunlight. That's the Halacha. No moonlight. Or if the street lights are on also, there's no Misha Yakir. You know, there's this famous story, this kid is kvetching, you know, to his friend over and over and over. One Shabbos over. Finally, the guy can't take it anymore. He punches him in the face. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, you saw 3 stars. Shabbos is over. Okay. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, and Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says that Avua the Shmuel of Levi, the father of Shmuel and Levi, when they wanted to travel, they would daven earlier. And when the time for Kriyat Shema came, they would read Kriyat Shema. What does that mean to say? So again, you see in the Gemara that if you're traveling, they would daven early. And later they would say Kriyat Shema. So Tosfos says there, that they would daven shachris even before Alos HaShachar. When they were traveling and they had to leave very early, they would daven shachris, they would daven Shmone Esrei even before Alos HaShachar. And the Rishonim say, Tosfos, what are you talking about? Before Alos HaShachar is night. You can't daven shachris at night. And therefore the majority of the Rishonim say that what they were saying is, you know, they didn't used to daven from Alos HaShachar. That's not the way to go. But when they were going on a journey and they had to leave early, then you're allowed to rely upon the shita, the opinion that you could daven already from Alos HaShachar, from the beginning of the morning when the sun first starts peeking out. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch pask in a sway lalach. But even though they say you should not daven so early, really a person should not daven before nets. Maybe they could daven Misha Yakar from the time of Talis until Nerei Ladaven Shmon Esrei, but one certainly should not daven from Alos HaShachar. However, in a situation of need, B'Shas HaDchak, a person could already daven from Alos HaShachar. So Mishnah Berurah says, what's a Shas HaDchak? What's considered a time of need? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kishan Mashkim L'Darach, if you have to travel early, you have to catch an early flight. And similarly says the Mishnah Berurah, any type of onus, where the circumstances that you have to daven early are beyond your control, or it's a situation where you're very pressured for time, then Allah says you could daven from Alos HaShachar. And he actually quotes, and he says, Mishnah Berurah writes, he says, that applies as well for Leil Shavuos, for the night of Shavuos. So we're big tzaddikim, most of the Jewish world, and on Shavuos morning we stay up a whole night, and then we daven Shachris, and we wait till Netzach Hamah, till sunrise, to daven Shmon Esrei. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't have to do that. Mishnah Berurah writes, he says, that, try to find this Mishnah Berurah, again. The Mishnah Berurah says that on Leil Shavuos, a person is allowed, because people are tired, and we don't want to be matriach them to come back to shul later. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, halacha is that a person is allowed to daven Shmona Esrei even before Netzach Hamah. That's considered a Shas HaDchak, or a time of need. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Here it is. I read you the words of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, B'chag HaShavuos, on Shavuos, Shena'orin kol ha'layla, that we're up the entire night, Mutter l'spal kodem ha'nates, you could daven Shmona Esrei before sunrise. Because if people are going to leave right after davening is over, by Alos HaShachar, Torachu l'tzkavitz shenis, it's a pain for them to have to come back again. However, he says you have to make sure not to read Kriya Shema too early. You shouldn't read Kriya Shema before Misha Yakir, the earliest time for Talis and Tefillin, because that's Aser. But the Mishnah Berurah says that on Shavuos night, you can actually daven earlier. So I don't know if anyone here is on the religious committee, this would be a thing to bring up to them. How can we wait so long? Let's daven early. No, don't do that. Not a good idea. It's a good thing that we daven Vasikin at least once a year. Okay.
And when, until what time you can daven Shachris?
So you get schar of davening Shachris, tefillah bizmana, until 4 hours into the day. And you can daven Shmon Esrei all the way till Chatzos, until midday. But to get the zman for tefillah bizman, I'm saying tefillah at the right time, you only get it 4 halachic hours into the day.
That means around 10.
The way it works is every day is different. When you speak of halachic hours, you divide sunrise to sunset by 12. And when we say 12 halachic hours, so like for example, right now, sunrise is at 6:40, sunset is at 4:40, correct? So the halachic hour is much less than an hour. It's 10 minutes less than an hour, approximately, correct? So when we say halachic hours, that would mean, let's say sunrise is 6:50, so 200 minutes after 6, I'm sorry, let's sunrise 6:40, 200 minutes after 6:40. Okay?
In the morning,
yeah. And that's how we learn, like all halachas, when we speak about Zman, Kriya Shema, Kashkriya Shema, you have to say 3 hours into the day. All those are Sha'o Zmanios. Also when we speak about midday, it's not 12 o'clock. It's 6 halachic hours after sunrise. That's called a sha'azmani. Some of the Hasidic world are not as meticulous as Mat Tefillah. And there was a reason for that, because Hasidim used to spend a lot of time getting themselves into the right frame of mind.
The Rebbe, may he rest in peace, used to have a minyan up to 3 o'clock on Shabbos.
After daven Shachris.
I remember because I used to walk past the
Shabbat. Wow.
Yeah. What were they doing to? I don't understand.
On Shabbos,
they
started
later. That's all.
We said this today by halacha between Micha Marv that you're supposed to daven later on Shabbos. If you daven at 12 o'clock every day, you have to daven at 1 o'clock every day. So, here's where halacha gets very interesting. So, when they started changing the clock in the United States, or Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer Igros Moshe writes like this, I'll read you the words: "Bidvar Kriya Shema v'Tefillah deShachris." About pertaining to saying Kriya Shema and Tefillah of Shachris, Shenikva me'amadina lahakdim zman hayom l'sha'a, that we change the clock, mechusar shemen hasreifa mitzad ha'mechamesh ala aravim, because of the lack of oil that we have, or to conserve energy, because of our war with the Arabs. This is where Moshe writes in his tshuva. V'ruba de'incha reitzvichin lahaschah pulasim emela b'sha'a kodem, and people still have to go to work, just because they changed the clock. Your boss is going to be like, oh, Zman Tefillah. Doesn't work that way. So he says, what do you do? He says, listen, there were many people who came to Moshe Feinstein, like, what are we supposed to do? If we want to daven at the 6:30 minyan, which is what we daven at every single day, we're davening before nets. We're davening before sunrise. What should we do? How early can we daven? So Moshe Feinstein writes, you're already allowed to daven, Misha'Allah Hamud HaShachar. You can say Kriya Shema already, Misha'Allah Hamud HaShachar. And he says that even though the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to be a situation of need, like, let's say you need to travel or something like that, however, he says, making people be late to work, that's called a shas hadchak, a situation of need. And therefore, he says, you should put your talis and your tefillin on at some point in davening, because he doesn't like the fact of you finishing the whole davening with no talis and tefillin on. But he's mekel and he's lenient and ready to daven from Amud HaShachar. When I was a kid, that minyan was called the Terach's minyan. I don't know why it was called Terach's minyan. Terach was Avram's father. I don't know, but for some reason he merited to have the davening before Neitz HaChama called after him. I don't know, you could do some research and find out why that is.
He had to go to war.
You know what his father did? He had an idol shop. Little shop of idols. That was a Terach's job.
Rough work, Michelle.
Okay. And I want to read you. So Moshe Feinstein says in the situation, that, and by the way, that's what the young Israel of East Brunswick relies upon. Correct? If certain times we daven much before Neitz HaChama. Right, we put on our tefillin only after Yishtabach because Misha Yakir isn't even then. Now we are davening Shmoneh Esrei after Misha Yakir, so that's okay. That's okay because Ma'aseh that's much better than davening before that. But in a situation where Moshe Paskins, you could daven from Amud Alos HaShachar. Now listen to Rebbe Avadia. And by the way, you cannot rely on this Rebbe Avadia lahalacha practically, you know, lamaisa, unless you follow all Rebbe Avadia's psakim, which we don't. But I want to read you this Rebbe Avadia. Rebbe Avadia Yosef. The Rav Rashi of Eretz Yisrael for many years, Rav Adi Yosef writes like this. He says, "Poalim mashkimei kum shetzrichim lohofia b'mkom avodatam b'sha'ot ha'muktamot shel haboker." Workers that have to show up early in the morning. L'matay efshar la'atir lehem l'atchil b'tfila v'kriya shema. How early can they start kriya shema and tefila? U'litatei patzitzit u'laniach tefilin b'birkoteim and put on tefillin and towels with the bracha. Particularly in Eretz Yisrael, when sunrise is so late during the winter. So he says like this. Yatchilu beparshas ha'akeda ve'hakarbanos upitum aktoros b'tishim dakos lefnei ha'netzachala. They could start saying the akeda, right? It's brought in the Siddur right after Brachos is the story of the akeda. They could say karbanos, pitum aktoros, 90 minutes before sunrise. Now, how early is Alos HaShachar? 72 minutes. So they could start even before 72 minutes. Both when she has chilu bar sha'om arak l'achar she'yagi hazman shel shivim v'shtayim dakos. He's listening to Rav Avadia. From 90 to 72, it takes 18 minutes, according to him, to say karbanos, berkos HaShachar, the akedah, and all the stuff that's printed before Baruch Sha'amar. 18 minutes. So if you want to be lenient like this Rav Avadia, you have to have an 18-minute berkos HaShachar. So he says, they shouldn't put on talis and tefillin. Ad la'achar sheyisaimu hazmiros in birkas yishtabach. He says, then what happens? You start at 72 minutes before sunrise, alos hashachar, you start psukei de zimra, and you don't put on your talis and tefillin until misha yakir. That's also a decent psukei de zimra. And he says, you should do that, after yishtabach, which is what we do here when we're running a little late. Good. And that point is already kadesh yiras chaver brich garbamos, like the shear of Misha Yakir when you could see the fellow. Va'az yisatu b'talas v'anichu tefillin. Then you should put on your talas and tefillin. V'yavarchu. You should make a bracha. V'yachar kach yomar shliach tzibur chatzi kaddish u'barchu. Then shliach tzibur should say half kaddish and barchu at the end of yishtabach. V'yamshich m'birkas yotzer v'hala at tefilas amida. Then you continue till Shmon Esrei. Now listen to this. This is the part that I said is surprising. U'b'tefilas Shmon Esrei yomar shliach tzibur shalosh brachas rishonus b'kol rum. Then you do a haicha kedusha by shachris. And Shliach Tzibur says the first three brachos out loud. And kedei lomar yachadim akol kedusha, so that they could say kedusha. V'yachar kach yamshich hastvilas ha-shmon esrei b'lachash, then he continues the shmon esrei quietly, etc. etc. V'ein tzarich litzpalel chazara. You don't have to do chazara sashats after that point. V'kivan shazman mitzumtam, because people are in a rush. V'apol v'mar letzim lachlam, and everyone has to get to work. V'libam bal imam, and they're not going to have the appropriate kavana if you don't let them do this. Okay. And if there's still time, they should say Nefilas Apayim and the rest of davening. If not, they should skip Tachanon and they should go to Ashrei, etc., etc., Yishtaba, Ashrei Uvalatzion, and Aleinu. So,
when did
he says here to say it after Yishtabach.
After wait for Baruch Hu? Can you
no, we wait after Shtabach. Right? The reason for that is that because you finish the bracha of Psukei Dezimra. Baruch Sh'amar is the blessing before. Yishtabach is the blessing after. Now you finished it. You could be mafsik. The Chazan, for some reason, I think they do differently here. I don't have to look into that. I remember when the rabbi came up, they did it one way, and then the rabbi said, oh, we should do it the other way, because Mishnah Berurah says not like that, but whatever. So that's what Rabbi Avadia says. This is very interesting that you have a smach, you have a reliance to be able to do that.
But the Svaradim, they say it loud. They read every line, so it's only...
It takes longer anyways.
Early in the beginning.
I hear what you're saying. That's a good point. I will say that I did daven in a particular school, which shall not be mentioned, and they do Haicha Kedusha for Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. I've never seen it brought down anywhere in Halacha, but they happen to do this. I don't know. I'm not the posek in this particular place. Far from it. And it was very surprising me to see such a thing. But listen, Rav Avadia says you could do it by Shacharis. So, you know,
and
how much worse can Musaf be?
They give you two times of Shacharis. They're telling you when you should come after all the breathing in the beginning. And when it's going to start the Shabbat, so you know, plus you're planning your
time. Right, many shuls have that. Yeah, my father-in-law shul, so davening starts at a certain time, and then they write up, but they don't even write what time davening starts. They just write, Haidu, write this. Nusuch Svar, say daven Psukei Dezimra, Hodu is first. Haidu at this and this time. Mm-hmm. What about at the beginning? Hello? Okay, now, here is a very big shaila in halacha. So, is it better to daven Kevasikin, to daven Shmon Esrei with sunrise, and daven be yechidus, not daven with a minion? Or is it better to daven with a minion and not be able to do netzachama, and not be able to daven Shmon Esrei with the sunrise? So the Vilna Gaon and Tzvi Hirschkowitz, and the Vilna Gaon writes in Maisa Rav that a person should not daven vasikin if it means they're not going to have tefillah b'tzibur, they're not going to be able to daven with a minion. Rav Shlomo Kluger and Elif Lecha Shlomo also says, like it concurs with Ramosha, with the Vilna Gaon, that it's you can't say, oh, I'm going to daven vasikin, therefore I don't have to daven with a minion. No. The halacha is you should daven with a minion, even if you're going to be davening a little bit later on. Itzel Petterberger, which was the Rav of St. Petersburg, he writes like this. He says it's better to daven before Netzachama with a tzibur than to daven after Netzachama be yechidos. So a guy has a choice. Either he could daven Shmon Esrei before Netz, which we said is not lechatchila necessarily, or he could daven later. It's better to daven with a minion, he says, before Netz, than to daven optimally after Netz. Now, he doesn't write about Netz itself, but the poskim are medayik, they learn to look at those words, that he would say that with Netz, it's better to daven b'yechidus, as an individual, than to daven b'tzibur. If the tzibur is davening before Netz. That's what it seems Rabbi Tzvi Petterberger. Rabbi Yashiv has a long discussion about this more recent, and Rabbi Yashiv says that if a person is in a situation where they really want to do Netz, they want to daven vasikin, sunrise, but the problem is that you know the shul davens later, they should daven Kriyas Shema. They should daven Kriyas Shema kivasikin right before sunrise, and then wait till later to daven with a minion and daven Shmon Esrei. That's what Rabbi Yashiv passes, and we'll see a little bit in a minute why he says that. So to understand this, to drop better, Rav Vosner, Scholem Brach Rav Shmuel Vosner, in his very well-known sefer called Shevet Alevi, he has the following shaila. He wonders if this idea of this concept of davening kivasikin is a din in Kriyas Shema, is the point that you say Kriyas Shema right as the sun is about to rise, you conclude your Kriyas Shema, or is it a din in tefillah? Is it a din in Shmona Esrei? So as we said initially, from Rashi it would seem it's a din in Kriyas Shema, because Rashi says that the source of Yira'ucha im Shemesh, they fear you as the sun rises, Yira'ucha is Kriyas Shema. Kabbalas o Malchus Shemaim. Okay, you finished Kriyas Shema, now you have to do Shmon Esrei. You have to do Geula, Samach Geula L'Tefillah. So from Rashi it seems like it's a din in Kriyas Shema. And for the Rambam too, because you know what Rambam writes the halachas of Netzacham of Davening Kevasikin? In Hilchas Kriyas Shema. Don't you think you should write them in Hilchos Tefillah, the laws of Shmon Esrei? No. The Rambam learns that there are halacha in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. The Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, when it brings down the halachos of Vasikin, it says it's a mitzvah min amuvchar to daven. It's the best way to daven Shmon Esrei as the sun is rising. Because the Shulchan Aruch, it seems, and Tosfos both learn that it's a din in Shmon Esrei. Says Rav Vosner, this is going to have practical ramifications on the shaila that we just brought up. He says like this. It's very interesting. Kriyas Shema is the Oraisa. It's biblical. Tefillah is the Rabbanan. It's only rabbinic. davening Shmon Esrei is only rabbinic. So he says like this: if you learn that it's a din in Kriya Shema, that it's one of the halachas of Kriya Shema, then could be that'll trump davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, because davening Tefillah B'Tzibur with a minyan is only drabbanan, and saying Kriya Shema, which is Doraisa in its optimal way, maybe that's better than davening with a minyan. But if you say it's halacha in tefillah, like the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that vasikin, davening as the sun rises, is a din in tefillah, in prayer, well then, davening with the tzibur is also a din in prayer. And you can't say, oh, it's better for me to daven vasikin than it is to daven with the tzibur. We don't paskin that way. But there is one, so, you know, back and forth, the Shulchan Aruch says a person should not daven vasikin if they're going to miss a minyan. There is one loophole, if you want to call this, or one pasach, one opportunity. If a person always davens vasikin, they live in a town where there's a vasikin minyan, and they always daven vasikin, they always say Shmon Esrei at sunrise, and they travel to a town that doesn't have a vasikin minyan, it would seem from the Bir Halacha and the Shavrua that a person is allowed to daven vasikin even though he won't have Tefillah B'Tzibur. That same person should go to minyan later, so they could get Kedusha, they could get Kriyas HaTorah, they could answer Kaddish, etc., etc. But could be they have a right to daven kivasikin. In addition to this, I didn't see anyone that brings this down, but I think it's so pasha. Let's say you're traveling, and there's no minyan. You stay overnight in a hotel in a town where there's no minyan. It would behoove you, if possible, to get up and daven vasikin. Because if you can't feel a tzibur, that's an onus. That's beyond the circumstances. But it might as well at least add an additional quality to your tefillah of davening by sunrise. I think that's a very virtuous way for a person to live their life. So you're on a business trip or you're on vacation and there's no minyan. Wake up for Netzach Hama. That's the way to do it, if you can. If you can. I want to conclude that Rav Yonos and Ibishitz in the Sefer Yaros Devash, Rav Yonos and Ibishitz says something very important. He speaks about the qualities of davening Vasikin if one can, and he says like this. The Gemara says that if a person davens Vasikin, Eino Niza Kol Hayom, they don't get damaged the whole day. So he says that doesn't mean to say that a guy won't get into a fender bender, or his car won't break down, or his air conditioning will go on the fritz. That's not what it means to say. He says that the net nezikin that it's referring to is spiritual nezikin, spiritual damages. Eino chote kal hayom. Davening vasikin gives a person an added level of shemira, of protection, and it helps them not be chote, not sin. And he says that's why Rav Bruna, we saw Rav Bruna daven vasikin, and he was happy a whole day. What type of happiness? Right, the Gemara says, we say it on Yom Kippur, that when the Kohen Gadol would leave the Kodesh HaKadosh, they'd make him a Yantif. Why? Because he went out Belichet, without sin. Sukkos is Sman Simchaseinu, because it's right after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, when Hashem forgave us for all our sins. Says Rav Yonos and Ibishitz and Yaros Tavash, that davening kivasikin helps a person be protected against chait. And there's no greater happiness for a person to go through a whole day without doing any averis. And doing the mitzvahs the way they're supposed to, that's a wonderful thing. And I'll add one layer to this, that I think the reason that it's considered so powerful, right, the Shulchan Aruch says, scharo har meruba, that if a person does this, he has, you know, excessive schar, is because the point of nets is, Hashem, I'm waiting for you to daven. I'm here waiting. It's like I'm rushing and I'm going to daven. No, I want to take the first possible opportunity that I could have, and I want to daven then. That's a very virtuous way to live your life. Not that davening is a burden, but on the contrary, I can't wait to daven. And a good parallel to this is a story that I heard from Rabbi Pesach Kron. In Amsterdam, there was an old Jewish cemetery. And the old cemetery was filled. There was no more graves left. That's a grave situation. There was no more graves. So they got another piece of land that the municipality allotted to them. And that's where their, you know, the burials will be going forward. A guy dies a few days left after they fill the last grave there. And they come to the grave to dig it, and it's dug. Fully dug. They ask around, who dug it? No one could figure out who dug it. Finally, the Rav did a little detective work, and he realized that it was one of the guys in the shul. He figured out that it was this guy. So he went over to him and said, what were you doing? He says, I'm a Kohen. And I never have a chance to do anything for a mace, for a dead body. I never could go to the cemetery. I can't be part of the funeral. I can't prepare the body. I can't do anything. He says, this is the only time perhaps that I'll ever have in my life that I could do something for a mace. So he went there the night before when no one was there, and he dug the grave by hand. That's a person that's looking to do mitzvahs. They want, that's Netzach Hama, that's Vasikin. You can't wait. Hashem, I'm waiting. I'm up. You know, waiting to them. That gives a person, protects them from chait, That gives a person simcha, that gives a person happiness. Listen, I don't know, the conclusion of this is not that we should start dying vasikin every morning, but just to know that it's a good thing. Okay, shkayach. Mincha, amarv is in 3 minutes.